Just under 3,200 ballots were counted on Election Day in Sitka, a number which includes everyone who showed up in person, plus everyone who cast an early ballot through last Thursday. But early voting was unusually high this year. City Hall reports that 140 citizens cast early ballots in Sitka on Monday, the day before the election, and that early voting was busy on the previous Friday as well. The Division of Elections has not yet tallied the early ballots cast on Friday and Monday. Those votes will be included with absentee counting now through November 14th. As a result, turnout in Sitka for Tuesday's election, which was widely reported to be high across the nation, is currently running about 500 votes behind the general election of 2004 and is comparable to the general election of 2000. But again, as absentee and early ballots are factored in over the next 9 days, Sitka turnout could likely achieve a new high mark. The breakdown of Sitka voting this year narrowly favored Democrats for the second straight election, with the Obama-Biden ticket winning by 67 votes out of 3,200 cast. In 2004, Sitkans preferred the Democratic presidential ticket of John Kerry and John Edwards by 11 votes. In 2000, Sitkans chose Republicans George W. Bush and Dick Cheney by about 500 votes. Despite the slim margins, 2008 was a Democratic sweep in contested races in Sitka. Mark Begich beat incumbent Ted Stevens by over 700 votes for the U.S. Senate. Sitkans also preferred Democratic challenger Ethan Berkowitz over incumbent Congressman Don Young by just over 400 votes. Statewide, however, Alaskans preferred Young, and he'll retain his seat in Congress. The future of Ted Stevens will be decided in absentee counting. In the Alaska House, Sitkans chose Democrat Lily Herwald over incumbent Peggy Wilson by 128 votes, but Rangel and Petersburg were solidly behind Wilson, and she'll retain her seat. The slight Democratic edge in Sitka Tuesday night did not affect voting for incumbent Republican Senator Bert Stedman, who was running unopposed for a second term. He polled well in all precincts in Sitka, Rangel, Petersburg, and Ketchikan, which is included in Senate District A. Stedman won 3,800 votes in Ketchikan and 2,500 in Sitka. Sitkans also supported a statewide transportation bond by a 3-to-1 margin. The bond package includes $11 million in improvements to Sawmill Creek Road from Whale Park to Sawmill Cove, including extending the multi-use pathway. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.